From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. U.S. soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines across the country and around the world today are preparing to be called to military action. Administration officials are refusing to say what actions are planned in what the president calls a war against terrorism. But aircraft fighter wings have already been mobilized. And the Secretary of the Army today said his units are preparing for sustained land combat. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
For all the talk of war, the Bush administration has not yet given any indication what this war will look like, how big it will be, or even where it will be fought. At the Pentagon today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld could say only what this war will not be.
What we're engaged in is something that is very, very different from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf War, Kosovo, Bosnia, the kinds of things that people think of when they use the word war, or campaign, or conflict. We really almost are going to have to fashion a new vocabulary and different constructs for thinking about what it is we're doing.
New words to describe what we're getting into could come from President Bush tonight when he speaks before a joint session of the U.S. Congress. Other hints are coming from the call-up of reserve units, an F-16 fighter aircraft wing from Illinois, B-52 bomber wings from North Dakota and Louisiana. Such aircraft would add to the U.S. military's capability for carrying out airstrikes in Afghanistan should the United States want to punish the government there for not turning over suspected terrorist Osama bin Laden. But action on the ground is planned as well, according to the Secretary of the Army, Thomas White.
We are ready to conduct sustained land combat operations as determined by the Secretary of Defense and the President. That is our business. That's our mission.
Sustained land combat operations do not necessarily mean a large massing of U.S. troops on the ground for a long period of time. U.S. officials have suggested that the most likely ground option would be the deployment of special forces or commando-type units who'd then pursue and possibly capture or destroy bin Laden and his associates. An Army source said today that these special forces are set up to operate for 3 or 4 days on their own, but would need to be resupplied after that if their operations are to be sustained. The Army is apparently preparing to do exactly that. Other service branches would join. The Air Force, for example, could fly nighttime clandestine supply or rescue missions. As the planning continues, the administration is beginning to confront a dilemma. Any military campaign would require the active cooperation of other countries. But some of those countries are reluctant to assist a military operation that seems too sweeping. President Bush has said military action will target not just the terrorists themselves, but also the countries that harbor them. Today, that point got softened a bit by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld emphasizing that whatever is coming should not be threatening to the population of those targeted countries.
It's important that it be seen as an effort that is against people who are attacking the United States and our way of life, and not necessarily all of the people in those countries, many of whom don't believe in or support that.
One big question is whether Iraq could potentially be a target of military action. Administration officials have been careful not to allege that Iraq was behind last week's terrorist attacks, but Rumsfeld today appeared to widen the potential scope of this campaign by emphasizing his concern about governments that produce and hide weapons of mass destruction, in addition to harboring terrorists. Pressed to say who that might apply to, Rumsfeld deferred to his boss. The president, he said, will be indicating whom he considers to be the immediate problems. Rumsfeld predicted that, over time, the problems would be defined broadly. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.